Little Hope Women's Institute. It has been a busy month for our WI members since I last wrote to you. Mrs. Katie Gustatory gave a fascinating demonstration of experimental jam-making recipes, inspired by the less-than-hirsute TV chef Heston Blumenthal. Her cauliflower and strawberry conserve proved almost as popular as her triumphant beef dripping and tangerine marmalade. Copies of the recipes can be downloaded from our website at www.lhwibarf.org.uk. On the 15th, we were treated to a most interesting lecture on incontinence technologies through the ages from our invited speaker, Dr. Reginald Leake, senior lecturer in pad ergonomics at the University of the M42. Your chair lost no time in booking Dr. Leake for a return visit next year, so that he can drip feed us, forgive the pun, with the latest developments in this absorbing subject. This coming month, we have another first-rate speaker lined up. Professor Ginny Misandry of the Gender Studies Department at Redruth University will lecture on the subject Bloody Men, a History of Male Violence. Professor Misandry has a reputation as a somewhat combative and controversial speaker, but she is never less than entertaining. The Village Hall caretaker, Mr. Groper, has been excused duties for the evening of the Professor's talk. Our bring and buy sale, in support of this year's nominated charity, A Stitch in Time, raised over £500. You will recall that this worthy cause assists hard-pressed parents to repair the damaged shirts and jumpers of local youth polo teams. To date, recipients benefiting from the public's largesse have been pupils at St. Stack's Independent School. The local state school, Little Hope Primary, has been contacted to suggest nominees from among its own pupils, but thus far no names have been provided. Rather less of a success has been the 2010 version of the Little Hope WI nude calendar. With hindsight, the suggestion from Reverend Pughes of an S&M theme was probably a step too far. The sight of Mrs. Felicity Oldmoney in a gimp mask resulted in a late-night visit to A&E for Mr. Oldmoney, after he developed an irregular heartbeat. Following numerous complaints from parishioners, the calendar has been withdrawn. Those who bought copies are requested to hand them back for a refund. To prevent further offence, Reverend Pughes has very generously offered to store any unwanted calendars at the vicarage. Mrs. Pearl Clasp, Chair, Little Hope, WI.